The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 3, text number 21, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 30th, 2007, in Riga, Latvia.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 3, text number 21. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yad yad acharati shrestas tattadevetarojana sayat pramanam kurute lokastadanuvartate. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Whatever actions a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Third one. People in general always require a leader who can teach the public by practical behavior. A leader cannot teach the public to stop smoking if he himself smokes. Lord Chaitanya said that a teacher should behave properly before he begins teaching. One who teaches in that way is called acharya, or the ideal teacher. Therefore, a teacher must follow the principles of the shastra, scripture, to teach the common man. The teacher cannot manufacture rules against the principles of revealed scriptures. The revealed scriptures like Manu Samhita and similar others are considered the standard books to be followed by human society. Thus, the leader's teaching should be based on the principles of such standard shastras. One who desires to improve himself must follow the standard rules as they are practiced by the great teachers. The Srimad Bhagavatam also affirms that one should follow in the footsteps of great devotees, and that is the way of progress on the path of spiritual realization. The king, or the executive head of a state, the father and the school teacher, are all considered to be natural leaders of the innocent people in general. As such, natural leaders have a great responsibility to their dependents, therefore they must be conversant with the standard books of moral and spiritual codes.
Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam rupaka dhamayam dadati svapadantikam.
So, what the world needs is acharyas.
Itak, un tam, tas, kas pasaulē ir nepieciešams, ir acharyas.
An acharya is a person who is ideal in behavior.
Un ačārējs, tas ir cilvēks, kas ir ideāls savā uzvedībā.
It's not that they say one thing and they do another thing.
Nav tā, ka viņi saka vienu, bet dara kaut ko citu.
It's not that they tell their children, you shouldn't smoke while they themselves are smoking.
Un nav tā, ka viņi saka saviem bērniem, jums nevajadzētu smēķēt, bet paši smēķēt.
That is not an ačārija.
Un tas nav ačārija.
An ačārija is one who sets the ideal example.
Acharya ir tas, kurš rāda ideālu piemēru.
In this connection it is stated,
un šajā sakarībā ir teikts,
example is better than precepts.
ka piemērs ir labāks nekā
precepts means teachings.
Nekā mācības.
The wonderful result of having someone who is actually an acharya available for us is this.
Un tas brīnišķīgais rezultāts no tā, ka mēs varam mācīties no kāda, kurš ir patiešām acharya, ir tāds.
When we see an acharya in our presence, we become inspired to transform ourselves.
Kad mēs savā klātbūtnē redzam acharya, tad mēs tiekam iedvesmoti izmainīt pašu sevi.
Why is the presence of an acharya so inspiring?
Un kāpēc acharyas klātbūtne ir tik iedvesmojoša?
Because we see how happy he is.
Tāpēc, ka mēs redzam, cik viņš ir laimīgs.
How peaceful he is.
Cik viņš ir mierīgs.
How intelligent he is.
Cik viņš ir saprātīgs.
How much full of compassion the acharya is.
Cik daudz līdzjūtības ir viņā.
The acharya manifests all attractive qualities.
Acharya izpauž visas pievilcīgās īpašības.
Because he is purely representing Krishna.
Tāpēc, ka viņš pilnīgi un tīri pārstāv Krishna.
So in the presence of a great acharya, we become inspired to surrender to Krishna.
Un izcila acharya klātbūtnē, mēs tiekam iedvesmoti kalpot Krishna.
So my question is, how many acharyas did Prabhupada want that there should be in ISKCON?
Mans jautājums ir, cik daudz acharyas Prabhupada vēlējās, lai būtu ISKCONā?
The Ritvik philosophers say there's only one, that Prabhupada is the only acharya.
Ritvik philosophers saka, ka tikai vienu, ka Prabhupada ir vienīgais acharya.
But what did Prabhupada say?
Bet ko tad Prabhupada saka šajā sakarā?
Huh? Yes, that's right. Prabhupada told us in a lecture in Mayapur. He said, now we are 10,000 members in ISKCON. Then we will grow to 100,000. From 100,000 we will grow to 1 million. And from 1 million we will grow to 10 million. And then he said, there will be no scarcity of acharyas. So that means Prabhupada wants you to be an acharya. And you, 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 and me. Prabhupada wants us all to become acharya. That's a fact. If there's even one person who is completely an acharya on this planet, that one person can save the whole world. What to speak if there's two acharyas or three or ten or a thousand or the whole movement is an acharya? You see? So how will we become acharyas? By eating and sleeping? Stuffing out, you know, as many pakuras down our belly as possible? And then sleeping all day? Is that how we will become acharya? No. We have to absorb ourselves in Krishna consciousness.
Mums pilnībā jānododas ir Krishna apziņai.
Kirtaniya sadahari. We must always be engaged in the glorification of Lord Sri Krishna.
Mums ir vienmēr jābūt iesaistītiem, lai cildinātu, slavinātu kungu Krishna.
We should bow down to Krishna.
Mums ir jānoliec viņu priekšā.
We should pray to Krishna.
Mums ir jālūdzās.
We should chant the name of Krishna.
Mums ir jāskandē viņu.
We should worship the devotees of Krishna.
Un mums ir jāpielūdz Krishnas
vārdus. We should take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master by initiation.
Un mums caur iniciāciju ir jāpieņem patvērums pie īstām garīgās skolas.
We should write about Krishna.
Mums ir jā.
Should cook, write about Krishna.
Mums ir jāraksta par Krishna.
We should cook for Krishna.
Mums ir jāgatavo
We should collect money for Krishna.
Mums ir jāvāc nauda Krishna.
We should spend money for Krishna.
Mums ir jātērē nauda Krishna.
We should decorate for Krishna.
Mums ir jādekorē Krishna.
We should clean for Krishna.
Mums ir jātīra Krishna.
Etc., etc., etc. In this way, we must be 24 hours in Krishna's service. And to the extent that we become 100% absorbed in Krishna consciousness. To that extent, we will be factual acharyas. Who, as confirmed in this verse, have a transformational effect on this planet. It's directly stated here, lokas tad anuvartate, the whole world will follow an acharya. So don't think, well, that's only the responsibility of the gurus and the GBCs. This is the responsibility of every ISKCON member. You all must become acharyas. Devotees of ideal, attitude, speech and action.
Bhaktas, kuriem ir ideāla attieksme, runa un darbība.
And you know what?
Ziniet ko?
It's so nectarian to do that.
Un tas ir tik nektāriski to darīt.
To actually get out of Maya and become absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
Tik tārā no Mayas un pilnībā brendēties Krishnas apziņā.
It may seem like it's a little bit of an austerity, but actually it's the sweetest nectar.
Tas varētu šķiet, ka šķiet, ka tā ir kāda askeze, bet patiesībā tas ir saldākais nektārs.
It means doing everything right, you know.
Tas nozīmē, ka viss tiek darīts pareizi.
Always being properly engaged in Krishna consciousness.
Vienmēr būt pareizi iesaistītam Krishna apziņā.
It's really worth it, and after a while it becomes a habit.
Un tam patiešām, tas patiešām ir to vērts, un bez kādu laiku tas tiešām notiek.
In the beginning it's a struggle, you know.
Sākumā ir tā cīņa par to.
But after a while it becomes natural.
Bet pēc laika tas kļūst dabiski.
You just naturally do the right thing because you've trained yourself, your spiritual master has trained you, the senior devotees have trained you, you've read Prabhupada's books, you know what you're supposed to do, and you start becoming submissive and doing what you know you're supposed to be doing.
Un ar laiku tas kļūst dabiski, tāpēc, ka jūs sev trenējat, jūs skolotājs jūs trenē, vecākie bats jūs trenē, jūs lasāt grāmatas, un rezultātā jūs kļūst spējīgi to visu.
And you do it for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and you start to get used to it, and you start to really enjoy it.
Pēc gada, diviem, trījiem, jūs vienkārši pierodat pie tā un sākat to izbaudīt.
Krishna consciousness tastes good.
Un Krishnas apziņa garšo labi.
It's sweeter than honey.
Un tā ir saldāk, nekā medus.
So, it's, you know, in the beginning it may seem like poison getting up from Mangalarti.
Un no sākuma tas var šķist tā kā inde, ka jānāk uz Mangalarti.
Putting on a dhoti or a sari or putting on tilak, you know.
Uzrok dhoti, sari, un uzrok tilak.
Bowing down to a guru or to the devotees, it may seem a bit austere for us in the beginning.
Vanīties guru citiem bhaktām, tas varētu šķist tā kā askēze.
But actually this Vedic culture is so sublime.
Taču patiesībā šī vediskā kultūra ir tik brīnišķīga.
It is perfectly sublime in all of its aspects.
Tā ir perfekti brīnišķīga pilnīgi visos tās aspektos.
Philosophy.
Filozofijā.
Lifestyle.
Dzīves stilā.
Cuisine.
Ēdienā.
Fashions.
Apģērbā.
Literature.
Literatūrā.
Drama.
Teātrī.
Music.
Mūzikā.
You know, vacations.
Apūtā.
In all of it, in every aspect, occupational duties.
Ikdienas darbos.
Government.
Vadīšanā.
Medicine.
Medicīnā.
Military science.
Militārajā zinātnē.
In every respect, the Vedic culture is actually a very, very wonderful culture.
Katrā aspektā vediskā zinātne ir ārkārtīgi brīnišķīga kultūra.
So we simply have to enter into that Vedic culture by surrendering to the bona fide guru.
Un mums ir vienkārši jāblendējās šajā te kultūrā, nododoties patiesam garīgiem skolotājiem.
That's how we actually make the transformation from the karmic culture to Vedic culture by surrendering to the spiritual master.
Un tas ir veids, kādā mēs no karmiskās kultūras pāriem vēdiskajā kultūrā, nododoties garīgiem skolotājiem.
The spiritual master is our personal guide to take us through the boundary that separates karmic culture from material culture, from Vedic culture.
Un garīgais skolotājs ir mūsu ceļvedis, kas izved cauri tajai robežai, kas atdala karmisko kultūru no vēdiskās kultūras.
So, by taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, we actually are able to enter into that eternal spiritual existence of the living entity.
Un, sakojot garīgiem skolotājiem, nododoties garīgiem skolotājiem, mēs panākam iespēju ieiet šajā te mūžīgās svētlaimes.
Which is full of bliss and full of knowledge.
Mūsu dabiskajā esamībā, kas ir pilna ar svētlaimi un zināšanām.
So the whole world is lacking in this.
Un visai pasaulē trūks šobrīd tā.
And Srila Prabhupada, through the agency of ISKCON and the agency of his books, is making this available.
Un Srila Prabhupada ar ISKCON un savu grāmatu palīdzību padara to iespējumu.
So therefore, intelligent men and women should take advantage of this mercy. And become Krishna conscious. Does anybody in this room prefer to suffer? Does anybody here prefer suffering over enjoyment? Anyone here would rather suffer? I don't see any hands showing, raising. Yes, I would rather suffer. Shishi Gornitai ki jai, Shishi Radha Damodar ki jai. So, if you don't want to suffer, then you must become Krishna conscious, that's all. You must cast off all the chains of the material nature.
Jums ir jāatbrīvojas no visām materiālās pasaules ķēdēm.
And fully surrender yourself at the lotus feet of Shri Guru and Shri Krishna.
Un pilnībā jānodod sevi pie skolotāja, guru, lotus pēdām un Krishna.
That will deliver you from all the inauspicities of this material existence.
Un tas atbrīvos jūs no visām nelabvēlīgajām šīs materiālās eksistences.
Is everyone here ready to do that?
Vai kāds šeit, vai visi šajā telpā ir gatavi to darīt?
Or is there something that's holding you back?
Vai ir kaut kas tās, kas jūs tomēr attur?
If there's something holding you back, what is it?
Ir kaut kas, kas jūs attur. Kas tas ir?
Can anyone say what is holding you back from completely surrendering now?
Vai kāds var pateikt, kas tas ir, kas jūs attur pilnībā nodoties šobrīd?
Can any of you men and women say? What are the impediments? Why? What is holding you back from complete surrender?
Kas atur jūs?
Yes.
It is my rascal mind.
Ah.
Rentīgais prāts.
Yes, it is the rascal mind. That's right.
Tas ir tas negantais prāts.
So you know, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Jūs zināt, ka Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
He has a program for your rascal mind. You must beat it with shoes 100 times in the morning. And in the evening you must beat it with broomstick 100 times. Teach your rascal mind who is the boss. And who is the das.
Un kurš ir kalps?
You see? When it comes to the mind, you are the boss and you have to make the mind the das.
Mēs runājam par prātu, tā. Jūs esat kungs.
We are the das of Krishna. We are the das of Krishna. That is a fact.
Mēs esam Krishna's kalps. Tas ir fakts.
But that does not mean we should be the das of our mind. Manadas. No.
Tas nenozīmē, ka mums jābūt savu prātu kalpi.
We must be the Prabhu of our mind and the Das of Krishna.
Mums ir jābūt Prabhu kungiem savam prātam.
So if there is a rascal, will you let him be in charge?
un jūs taču neļausiet šiem nelietiem paņemt atbildību.
No. When there is a rascal, you must take charge.
Un kad ir tāds viens neliets, tad jums ir jāņem var savās rokās.
So therefore you must subdue your mind that is rascal and therefore you must bring it under your control. That is called yogi.
Un tāpēc jums ir jāredz un jāpakļauj savus
Go Swami. So it's a very simple program. Your mind is rascal, then you have to become the master of your mind. Do not remain the slave of your mind. Are there any other questions? Actually, that wasn't a question. Are there any questions? Everyone is satisfied now with their perfect comprehension of the philosophy and their perfect application of the teachings. Yes.
Actually, I found it very difficult to answer your question, what is holding me back, because there is something that is holding me back, but I can't name it. Why is it?
Yes, because you're ignorant of what is holding you back. That's why.
Es jautāju, kāpēc ir atbildēt uz jautājumu, kas man atturp no tā nodoties, un tas ir kaut kas, bet es īsti nevaru saprast, kas tas tāds ir, es nevaru nosprast vārdā. Tāpēc, ka es esmu neziņā atbild par to, kas man tur atbild.
I will tell you a little bit more about what's holding you back.
Es pasāsīšu vairāk par to, kas tevi atturp.
Srila Prabhupada calls it in one place, causeless unwillingness to surrender to Krishna.
Un Srila Prabhupada kādā vietā to sauc par bezcēloņu nevēlēšanos nodoties Krishnam.
It is a deep, 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 deep-seated tendency we have to be rebellious of Krishna, to be envious of Krishna.
Un tā ir dzīvi. Iekšā šī tendence būt sacelties pret Krišnu, jo mēs esam skaudīgi attiecībā pret Krišnu.
If you trace it down to the very, very, very base of the root of it, you will find it is simply envy, that's all.
Un ja tu iesi dzīvi pie pašām saknēm, tad atklās, ka tā ir skaudība.
It is that envy of Krishna that brought us into this material world, and it is that envy of Krishna which is keeping us in this rotten cycle of birth and death.
Un tā ir skaudība, kuras dēļ mēs esam nonākuši šajā materiālajā pasaulē, un tā ir skaudība, kuras dēļ mēs turamies pie šī te sapūšā dzimšanas un nāves riteņa.
So that's, on the root level, that's what the problem is, we're envious.
Tas ir pats cēlonis, mēs esam skaudīgi.
That envy takes many different forms.
Un šī skaudība izpaužas dažādās formās.
The Brahmachari may think, well, why can't I have a girlfriend? Krishna has so many girlfriends.
Un, piemēram, Brahmachari var domāt, kāpēc man nevarētu būt draudzenes? Krishna taču ir tik daudz draudzeņu.
That's a manifestation of envy.
Tas ir veids, kā izpaužas skaudība.
Or one may think, well, the spiritual master isn't really to be honored as much as the Supreme Lord, because after all, you know, he sleeps and eats just like I do. The spiritual master should not be honored as much as the Supreme Lord, because he eats and sleeps just like I do.
Garīgos garīgiems skolotājiem nevajadzētu tā cildināt kā kungu, tāpēc, ka viņš taču guļ un ēd tieši tāpat kā es to daru.
One may judge the spiritual master, well, you know, he wasn't from India, therefore he really couldn't be a guru because he's not from India.
Kāds varētu domāt, šis garīgais skolotājs nav no Indijas, tāpēc viņš nevarētu būt īsts guru.
Such sort of mentalities are held by residents of hell, as described in the scriptures. Those sort of attitudes are the attitudes of someone who is dwelling within hell.
Un tādi, kuriem ir šāda attieksme, dwelling means...
To dwell means living.
Un tādi, kuriem ir šāda attieksme, viņi patiesībā dzīvo ellē. Tā ir teikts rakstos.
So we should never be envious of the spiritual master, thinking of being an ordinary person.
Mēs nekad nevar, mums nekad nebūt, ne, mēs nekad nedrīkst nebūt skaudīgi attiecībā pret garīgo skolotāju, domāt, ka viņš ir parasts.
We must always remember Shakshat Dharis Tmena Samasta Shastrayer, that he is declared in all the revealed scriptures to be directly Hari, Krishna.
Ka visos rakstos ir teiks, ka viņš pārstāv Krishna.
Of course, it's not that he is Krishna, the person Krishna.
Protams, viņš nav tā persona Krishna.
He is a servant of Krishna.
Viņš ir Krishna kalps.
But because he is the empowered representative of Krishna,
bet tā kā viņam ir dotas tiesības pārstāvēt,
he is as good as Krishna.
Viņš ir tāds pats kā Krishna.
And he must be respected equally with Krishna.
Un viņš ir jārespektē tieši tāpat kā Krishna.
And if we don't want to respect the Acharya equally with Krishna, that is our envy.
Un ja mēs nevēlamies Acharya cienīt tāpat kā Krishna, tā ir skaudība.
If we don't want to, also, if we don't want to appreciate the Vaishnavas, if we do not want to hear from the Vaishnavas, if we do not want to respect the Vaishnavas, then that is a sign of envy. I've seen sometimes giving a class here that some devotees will refuse to even, they'll sit and just stare at the deities and refuse to acknowledge the speaker.
Es esmu redzējis šeit, pat šeit klasēs, ka viņi atrodoties šajā klasē, viņi izturās vienaldzīgi pret runātāju, šo dievību klātbūtnē.
They don't want to show any respect to the speaker. They just want to sit and stare at the deities during the whole class.
Viņi neizrād nekādu cieņu runātājiem, viņi vienkārši sēž un raugās uz dievībām.
So that's a sign of envy.
Un tā ir skaudības pazīme.
Don't want to respect the devotees.
Nevēlēšanās respektēt baktis.
So these are all manifestations of envy, and envy comes out in many different ways.
Tās ir visas skaldības izpausmes. Skaldība var parādīties visdažādākajos veidos.
And envy is the root cause of why we really don't want to surrender.
Un skaldība ir tas pats cēlons pašā saknē, kāpēc mēs nevēlamies nodoties.
So the most important thing is how to get over the envy.
Un pat svarīgākā lieta ir, kā pārvarēt šo skaldību.
If we can master that one thing, how to get over envy.
Un ja mēs varēsim tikt galā šo te vienu lietu, kā tikt galā ar skaudību.
Then we've got it made. It's an English saying. Then if you've got it made, it means, well, now it's nothing but success from here on.
Tad nekas vairs nevarēs atturēt jūs no tālākiem panākumiem.
So, that's the problem, you're envious.
Tā ir problēma. Tu esi skaudīgs.
I'm not saying specifically that I'm seeing you acting in an envious way, but what I'm saying is that envy brought us into this world, and it's due to envy that we're still here.
Es nesaku, ka tu tieši darbojies tādā, kad motivēti darboties skaudīgi, bet skaudība ir tā, kuras dēļ tu esi šajā pasaulē un turies pie tās.
Any other questions? Yes.
Those who leave the body then have become free of envy.
Do those who leave the body become free of envy? Yes and no.
Vai tie, kas atstāja ķermeni, vai viņi kļūst brīvi no skaudības? Jā un nē.
Those who leave the body in the state of pure bhakti, their envy, they leave aside all envy and they go back to Godhead.
Tie, kas atstāja savu ķermeni tīrā bhakti, tie atstāja. Tie atstāja arī skaudību un atgriežas atpakaļ pie Dieva.
Those who maintain their envy, they take birth again in this material world. If one is very envious, you know the species they come back as? Snake. Yeah. They come back as snake. Someone who is very, very envious, they become snake in their next lifetime. Any other questions?
Could it possibly be that, no. I have heard that a spiritual master has to take birth again if his disciples, if his disciples are not freed from this material world,
yes,
to help them.
Yes, that's it.
Could it possibly be that you're in your previous life, you also were a spiritual master for your disciples, who are your disciples today?
Yes, it's possible. Any other question?
Es jautāju par to, vai tā var būt, ka ir teiks, ka garīgiem skolotājiem ir jāatgriežās, jāpiedzimst atkal, ja viņi mācekļi nav atbrīvojušies no šīs materiālās pasaules. Viņš tik ilgi atgriežās, lai kamēr visi tiek atbrīvoti. Un es prasīju, vai tā var būt, ka viņš iepriekšējā dzīvē ir arī bijis garīgais skolotājs, un tiem saviem mācekļiem, kas tagad atkal tas pats atkārtojās.
Actually, there was one pastime when Prabhupada said, now, he was sitting with a bunch of disciples, he said, now we are together again. Referring to a previous lifetime. Any other questions?
Iedvesmot visus cilvēkus, ja. Kā būt ar tiem, kuri tādi apvainojumi, ļoti stipri iegrimuši, viņiem ir garša apvainot citus, un kā tas notiek, kā viņi sirds mainās, tā, viņam izdodās satikties.
Vai mainās?
Ja mainās, bet kā tas ir process? Te teiks, ka visus mainīt.
Tad ir jautājums bija, ka Ačārī var iedvesmot jebkuru cilvēku, bet kā tas ir ar tiem cilvēkiem, kuri ir ļoti tādā apvainojuma pilnā noskaņā, kā tad tas viņus maina?
It is said that Ačārī can transform and inspire anybody, but if one is in a mood, very offensive mood, how that transformation happens? In case when we talk about one who is very offensive by nature,
he has to agree to give up his offensive mentality.
Yeah, viņi var transformēt, ja viņš piekrīt atteikties no savas apvainojušās dabas.
The classic example is Jagai Madai.
Klasisks piemērs ir Jagai Madai.
They were the most offensive rascals.
Tie bija vis apvainojumi pilnākie.
They were thieves.
Viņi bija zagļi.
They were drunkards.
Dzērāji.
They were murderers.
Slepkavs.
They were rapists.
Izvarotāji.
And Madai smashed Lord Nityananda head and caused blood to come gushing out of his forehead.
Madai's kunga Nityananda's galvu sasit, tā, ka tur asins tecēja.
But yet they became pure devotees.
Bet ja tā ir kļuva par tīru vaktu.
Because they took the mercy of Lord Nityananda.
Tāpēc, ka viņš pieņēma kunga Nityananda žēlskību.
And Lord Chaitanya.
Un kunga Chaitanyas.
And they agreed to give up their sinful life and chant Hare Krishna mantra.
Un viņi piekrīta atteikties no savas grēcīgās dzīves un standēt Hare Krishna mantra.
The spiritual master cannot deliver one who stubbornly chooses to remain offensive.
Un garīgais skolotājs nevar palīdzēt un atbrīvot to, kurš spītīgi turās pie savām apvainojušās dabas.
The spiritual master can only deliver that person who voluntarily agrees to stop being offensive.
Garīgais skolotājs var palīdzēt tikai tam cilvēkam, kurš brīvprātīgi piekrīt, atteikties no tā, ka viņš ir apvainojošs.
Next question.
Nākamais jautājums.
So everyone is now satisfied? All questions are answered. All obstacles are now removed. It's clear sailing all the way.
Es esmu dzirdējis, ka dvēsel sasniegus pilnību. Nogļūst atbrīvi un nogļūst garīgajās debesīs. Viņi vairs nekad neatgriežās.
Bet tā, ka laikā es lasīju slēdās, kā piemēram situācija Džaja un Viņģaja, kur apvainoja četrus kumārus, kā viņi spiesti atkal krist.
Bet situācija ar Džaja un Viņģaja, kas apvainoja četrus kumārus, viņi atkal bija spiesti krist no garīgās pasaules.
Jā, un šeit diezgan kā demo. Un tāpat arī mēs varam lasīt vēdās, kad apnāk kungs, viņš ņem līdzi šo daudz, un tad dažs pavadojums arī pielītos viņa līvā.
Un tad mēs arī lasām, ka tad, kad apnāk kungs, viņš ņem sev līdz pavadojums, kas piedalās viņa līvās.
Jā, sagaidu, kā izprast šo, šos, teiksim, kontekstā šo vēdu mācību, ka mēs nekad vairs neatgriezīsimies?
Tad kā šajā kontekstā izprast šo mācību, ka mēs vairs nekad neatgriezīsimies atpakaļ?
It is stated that one who gets back to the Godhead would never return back.
Yes, it is stated. So,
but at the same time, there is a story, Vedic story, about Jaya Vijaya.
Yes.
And then it is mentioned then when Lord appears in this material word, his associates. How to understand properly that statement that one who has left this material world would never return back?
Yes, once burned, there's a saying in English language, once burned, twice shy.
Ir tāds teiciens angļu valodā, tas, kas vienreiz ir apdedzinājies, ir divreiz uzmanīgāks.
Well, if you stick your hand in the fire and you burn your hand,
jūs ievažat savu roku uguni un apdedzināties,
will you stick your hand in the fire a second time?
Vai jūs savu roku tur otrreiz bāzīsiet ugunī?
Therefore, those who fall down to this material world, they will not come back a second time, make that mistake.
Tāpēc tie, kas jau ir bijuši vienreiz materiālajā pasaulē, tie vairs neatgriežas šeit.
Jagai and Madai did not actually fall down into this material world.
Patiesībā Jagai and Madai nekrīt uz materiālajā pasaulē.
They made a slight mistake in etiquette when receiving the four kumaras in the spiritual world.
Viņi vienkārši nepareiz ievēroja etiķeti tad, kad viņi sagaidīja četrus kumārus.
They were given the option to come here as devotees also.
Un viņiem bija iespēja nākt uz šo pasauli arī tā kā bhaktā.
They could have come as pure devotees of Krishna in the material world.
Viņi patiesībā varēja šeit atnākt kā tīri Krishnas bhaktis.
I think it was 7 births as devotees or 3 births as demons.
Viņiem bija vai nu septiņas, ja es pareizi atceros, viņiem bija vai nu septiņas dzimšanas kā bhaktām un 3 kā dēmoni.
So in the mood of a devotee thinking, well, 7 births as a devotee in the material world or 3 as a demon. Well, I think I'd rather have 3 as a demon because I can come back to Godhead that much sooner.
Yeah, un varētu būt tā, ka tajā noskaņā, baktas noskaņā, man ir 7 piedzimšanas kā baktam un 3 kā dēmonam. Labāk piedzīšu kā dēmonam, jo es ātrāk atgriezīšos atpakaļ.
So, in the mood of bhakti, they chose to become a demon.
Un bhakti tajā noskaņojumā viņi izvēlējās kļūt par dēmoni.
And there was no bigger demons that ever were in this material world. They were the biggest demons.
Viņi bija vislielākie dēmoni šajā materiālajā pasaulē.
Actually, it was simply Krishna's arrangement to fight.
Un patiesībā to visu organizēja Krishna, lai cīnītos.
Just like the king, none of his servants will fight with him.
Kā piemēram, ķēniņa gadījumā, neviens no ķēniņa kalpiem necīnīsies ar ķēniņu.
Because he's the king.
Tāpēc, ka viņš ir ķēniņš.
So he'll hire one court man to be the court wrestler, you see.
Un tāpēc tad viņi noalgo kādu galva cīkstoni.
One of his own servants will wrestle with him, you see.
Lai tad
he engages one of his own servants to be his wrestler. So Krishna, sometimes he wants to fight. And since there's no fighting in the spiritual world, he will arrange for a devotee or devotees to come to the spiritual world or the material world so Krishna can have a good fight. And then Prabhupada said, just like these men who work out across the street at the spa over here, you see, they work out on the running machines and you've seen them in the window. Prabhupada said that Krishna comes to this, he engages his devotees in fighting just to keep his body fit. Of course, it was a transcendental joke. Krishna doesn't need to stay fit. But it's a pleasure pastime for the Lord. He enjoys a good fight. But who will fight with him? Therefore, he engages his devotees in fighting. They didn't actually fall down. It was a pastime. But don't think that you're coming to this material was a pastime. You did fall down because you were envious. Next question. Yeah.
Kā tā sanāk, ka vēstiskajā kultūrā brāmaņi ir augstāk par šatriem, bet šatrija vada valsti un sabiedrība viņiem seko?
Un pavalstnieki vairāk tiecās šatriem, jo viņus redzami ir brāmaņu dzīvi.
Un tad pavalstnieki vairāk seko šatriem, kas ir redzami vairāk.
In the Vedic culture, brāmanas stay higher than kshatriyas. But how is it that kshatriyas actually rule their countries, and it then happens that their citizens, they see mostly these kshatriyas and want to be like kshatriyas?
No, the citizens don't want to be like kshatriya. Under the brahminical guidance, everyone is encouraged to be according to their varna.
Un saskaņā ar brāmaniskajiem norādījumiem, tad katrs vēlas būt tāds, kas ir atbilstošs savai varnai.
They are encouraged so nicely that the shudras are very happy to be shudras.
Un viņi iedrošina to tik brīnišķīgā veidā, ka shudras patiesībā ir laimīgi būt shudras.
The vaishyas are very happy to be vaishnavas.
Un vaishyas ir ļoti laimīgi, ka viņi ir vaishyas.
Everyone is totally happy in their particular varna.
Un katrs ir absolūti apmierināts ar savu varnu.
The sudras are given all types of nice silk clothing, but you see, everyone's taking very nice eatables, nice silk clothing, everything's very auspicious. There's no poverty, you see. Everyone lives in great peace and prosperity. The shudra, vaishya, kshatriya, brahman, everyone.
Visi dzīvo pārticībā un mierā.
Of course, the Brahman, they don't care, even though the Kshatriyas offer them all wealth, they don't want the wealth.
Lai gan Kshatriyas piedāvā Brahmaniem visu bagātību, jums tas neinteresē.
A few centuries ago in Krishnanagar, there was one pastime. Have you heard that pastime?
Par dažus gadsimtus atpakaļ.
Krishnanagar.
Krishnanagar bija tāda spēle.
It is a town near our Mayapur.
Tā ir pilsēta netālu no Mayapuras.
So there was the king, his name was Krishna Rai, or Krishna Chandra, yes.
Tur bija tās ķēniņš vārdā Krishna Chandra.
So he heard that there was one Brahman in his kingdom who was living in poverty.
Un viņš uzzināja, ka viņa valstī ir kāds brāmans, kas dzīvo trūkumā.
So he said, no, 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 there cannot be any impoverished Brahman in my kingdom.
Un viņš teica, nē, nē, manā karaļa valstī nevar būt neviens trūcīgs brāmans.
So he came to that place where the Brahman was living.
Un viņš devās uz to vietu, kur šis brāmans dzīvoja.
To bestow upon him immense wealth.
Lai dāvātu viņam neaptveramas bagātības.
He said, Brahman, I heard you are poverty stricken.
Un viņš teica, Brahman, es dzirdēju, ka nabadzība tev pārņem.
The Brahman immediately argued with the king.
Un Brahmans nekavējoties atbildēja ķēniņam.
He said, what do you mean, poverty stricken?
Viņš teica, ko tu domā,
poverty stricken?
Poverty stricken means one who is afflicted or if one who is stricken means, poverty stricken person means a poor person.
Un viņš saka, ko tu domā ar to, ka būt nabagam?
He said, what do you mean I'm a poor man? Can't you see? My wife and I, we live under this tree.
Vai tu neredzi, ka mēs ar sievu dzīvojam zem šī koka?
And my students come, and when they come, they bring one palm full of rice as dakshina.
Un kad mani mācekļi nāk, tad viņi vienu sauju ar rīsu atnes kā dakshina.
And my wife takes a leaf from this tamarind tree and she boils it with the rice.
Un tad mana sieva paņem lapus no šī te koka un tad vāra kopā ar rīsiem.
So in this way we are eating very nicely.
Un tādā veidā mēs ļoti labi ēdam.
So I don't need your wealth. I am already living very comfortably here under this tree.
Es nevēlos saņemt tavas bagātības, es ļoti labi dzīvoju šeit zem koka.
So actually in the Vedic culture there is no one agitated that I'm not everyone's totally happy.
Un vediskā kultūrā neviens nav satraukts. Visi uzskata, ka es esmu ļoti laimīgs.
And they're not thinking, well, I have to be a kshatriya, tshishi, gornitai, kijai, tshishi, radhadamadar, kijai. They are not thinking, well, I have to be a kshatriya, I have to be this or that. No, they just, whatever their varna is, they happily engage in that varna. That's all.
Un es nedomāju, es gribētu būt kshatriya, vai es gribētu tas vai cits. Katrs, kur iesaistīts atbilstoši savai dabai, un viņi apmierinās ar to.
For the pleasure of Krishna.
Krishnam par prieku.
Any other questions?
Jautājumi?
Question.
Is it important for devotees to think about their varna and act according to their varna?
Vai ir svarīgi bhaktām domāt par savu varnu un censties rīkoties saskaņā ar savu varnu?
Yes, this movement, we are training brahmins.
Šajā kustībā mēs apmācam brahmanus.
So, that is your varna, you are brahman.
Un tā ir jūsu varna, jūs esat brahman.
You are meant to study the Vedic wisdom, and you are meant to apply the Vedic wisdom, and is so insofar as you are capable, you are meant to teach it also.
Jūs esat radīti, lai studētu vēdiskos gudrību, lai pielietotu vēdisko gudrību, un cik vien tāli iespējams, lai arī to mācītu.
Prabhupada explains, the mission of ISKCON is to create, especially to create the Brahman class.
Un Prabhupada to izskaidroja, ka ISKCON galvenā misija ir īpaši radīt Brahman klasi.
And also Kshatriya class.
Un arī Kshatriya klasi.
So, you are not Kshatriya class.
Jūs neesat Kshatriya kārt.
Therefore, you are meant to be Brahman class. You should be fixed in serving you must become fixed in chanting the holy names nicely, serving your gurus.
Jums ir jābūt ļoti stabiliem tajā, lai atkārtot svētos vārdus un kalpot savam guru.
Worshipping the deities.
Kalpot divībām.
And following the direction of the local ISKCON leadership here in Riga.
Un sekot šeit Rīgas tempļa vadības norādījumiem.
That will make you fixed as a brahmana.
Un tas jūs padarīs stabil kā brahmana.
So that you can become qualified for your second initiation someday.
Un tad jūs sasniegsiet kvalifikāciju, lai jūs varētu tikt inicēt otro reizi.
We have given you first initiation now so that you can become trained up how to become brahmana.
Mēs esam devuši jums pirmo iniciāciju, un tagad jums ir jātrenējas, lai saprastu, kā kļūt par brāmanu.
So you must take the training very nicely as a humble student.
Un jums šī apmācība ir jāpieņem ļoti labi kā pazemīgam studentam.
And when you are qualified, the spiritual master will give you brahman initiation.
Un kad jūs būsiet kvalificēti pietiekami, tad jums skolotājs dos brāman iniciāciju.
Next question.
Nākamais jautājums. Kāpēc viņi neiet uz to ceļu,
ja? Jā, apzinās, vai arī kāpēc šeit ir atrūkstās un spēks, vai nu atcietība? Kā tu varbūt šeit?
Kāpēc cilvēkas apzinās, ka šo ceļu tomēr to neiet, un kāpēc, jā, viņiem pietrūk spēku, kādi ir šķērši?
Why do people who understand that this is a right pathway, sometimes they don't follow it? And why do they don't have enough strength to follow this pathway?
So why is it that people who know this is the right pathway not follow this pathway? Of course, Prabhupada said it's not surprising when they leave, it's surprising when they stay.
Prabhupada teica, ka nav nekāds brīnums, ka cilvēki noiet no šī ceļa, brīnums, ka cilvēki paliek uz šī ceļa.
The atmosphere is so completely rotten right now in the Kali Yuga.
Šobrīd Kali Yuga atmosfēra ir tik piesārņota, netīra.
If even one person can get out of this quagmire, it's a miracle.
Un ja pat viens, cilvēks var tikt ārā no šī ārprāta, tas ir brīnums.
The answer is bad association.
Un atbilde ir slikta piedrošanās.
That's why devotees, even though they know better, they can't fully manifest the surrendered mood.
Un tāpēc bhaktas pat, lai gan arī viņi zini, ko vajag, viņi nevar pilnībā izpaust šo te noskaņojumu.
It's because they're still taking shelter of bad association.
Tāpēc, ka viņi joprojām pieņem patvērumu pie sliktas biedrošanās.
This is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the first principle for a devotee is this.
Un tāpēc kungs Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deva pirmo galveno principu bhaktam.
Asat sanga tyag. You must give up the association of non-devotees.
Jums ir jāpatrauc biedroties ar ne bhaktām.
We have our ISKCON society.
Mums ir mūsu ISKCON biedrība.
This is where we associate.
Tas ir, kur mēs biedrojamies.
We do associate with non-devotees.
Mēs arī biedrojamies ar nebaktām.
But we do not take their association.
Bet mēs nepieņemam šo biedrošanos.
Preaching means we give our association to the non-devotee class to elevate their consciousness.
Sludināšana nozīmē, ka mēs dodam biedrošanos šiem te nebaktām, lai paceltu viņu apziņu.
That type of association, giving association, that we are doing with the whole world.
Un šī te biedrošanās, dodošā biedrošanās, to mēs
But for taking association, we take no one's association except the association of devotees.
Bet ņemošā biedrošanās, mēs to akceptējam tikai ar baktām.
If one can strictly follow this principle,
un ja cilvēks var sekot šiem te principam,
they will become solidly fixed in devotional service.
Tad viņš kļūs pilnībā stabils garīgajā kalpošanā.
And they will never fall down.
Un viņš nekad nekritīs.
Did that answer all the questions?
Vai tas atbild uz jūsu jautājumu?
Yeah. Any other questions?
Vēl jautājumu?
All right. We thank you very much. Raja Vidra Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His great Srimad Sankarshan Dasadhikari ki jai.
ISKCON Riga ki jai, ISKCON Latvia ki jai, ISKCON Latvia devotees ki jai.